USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a promise to the CPAC crowd near Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
Investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what led to a shooting at a West Palm Beach VA hospital. Former VA employee and current patient Elisa Darcy tells WPTV she's had concerns about the hospital and safety for a long time.
I think security measures need to be implemented. I think more mental health staff needs to be provided after hours.
A 59-year-old double amputee vet is accused of opening fire at the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
You can add another Democrat to the 2020 White House field. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This is our moment.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
There's an open letter in the New York Times today urging Amazon to give the Big Apple another chance. A group of lawmakers, union leaders, and CEOs, including the heads of MasterCard and Goldman Sachs, are asking Jeff Bezos to reconsider his company decision to abandon plans to build a second headquarters in Long Island City. The Amazon CEO pulled the plug 2 weeks ago following organized pushback by some of the local officials and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
The Conservative Political Action Conference kicks into high gear in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Speakers at the annual gathering known as CPAC include Vice President Mike Pence, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Saturday, President Trump himself will speak again at CPAC. After announcing in October that his leukemia had come back and he would be taking a leave of absence from the WWE, WWE champion Roman Reigns announced that his leukemia is in remission. He was back in the squared circle on Monday night and joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what it was like to be back in front of all those fans.
It was amazing. You know, it's one of those things that I just thought about over and over, and I just knew in my head, you know, this journey is not going to be complete until I get to step foot back in that ring, you know, and I get to address my fans, and they were just so gentle with me and just so gracious, and they just sent so much love, and I just wanted everybody to know, and I was so nervous last night.
Really?
So nervous, and I don't even get nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm fine right now. Mm-hmm. Main events of WrestleMania, all good, but I think because it was just so close to the vest that it just really, you know, the perfectionist came out in me, the OCD came out, but everybody was so great. And the love, you know, through this whole process, the support is what was really overwhelming, you know, to be able to feel that from the whole world, from everybody, you know, all the prayers, all the blessings.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.